Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, just when you thought Australia's appetite for cooking shows was satisfied, it seems there is a room for another course. My Kitchen Rules is the latest in a long menu of culinary TV offerings. Mystery diner Mark Hadley is here to give us his review of this one. Hello. Welcome back for 2010.
Yeah, here we are again, and my diet for radio hasn't changed at all.
Diet, so we're going to keep that the whole night.
I feel embarrassed when I look at my own review of this online. I think to myself, how many cooking metaphors can you actually fit into one particular review? But look, My Kitchen Rules is something different. The menu has changed slightly. We're not sort of trying to see...
I need a little boom chish.
Is that what you... Just a little thing on the side. Effect.
Yeah. The menu has changed. Go on.
Well, I think that we're quite used to seeing people trying to lift themselves into the realm of the professional. So, you know, people who want to get careers in restaurants and things like that. And now what we see is the idea of trying to bring restaurant dining home. Mm-hmm. And so here, let's set up an instant restaurant in our own home. And that's the whole idea of My Kitchen Rules. It's actually done by the same people who actually produce My Restaurant Rules. And I guess it's a natural extension of it.
How does it compare to My Restaurant Rules or MasterChef?
Well, look, I think, I'll answer that twice. Because the first way, as viewing, I think it's actually really good. It's the same sort of elements of that sort of like impossible deadline, normal people trying to do something quite extraordinary, you know, and given the time. But I actually think it's even better... Because in the My Restaurant Rules situation, as anybody who's seen that program, you know that they set people up in a restaurant. They have to employ staff. They get a chef to work for them if that's, you know, the sort of person they want. Mm. They have a certain level of professionalism, a certain budget. In My Kitchen Rules, these people are actually working with the pots and pans in their own stove. Look, the Queensland girls were on last week. You know, we're using quite a normal stove to try and turn out some fairly, you know, extraordinary meals. And so for me, I think it's actually a little bit more thrilling because you're looking at your own pantry and you're trying to work out, can I actually turn out five-star cuisine, you know, in my house?
Mm-mm. Anybody who's lived in Western Australia might remember, I just can't remember the name of the show. Don't think it aired on the East Coast or in Central Australia, South Australia, or anywhere else. Oh, I just forgot his name. And what he would do is basically walk into somebody's, just a chef, and he would walk into somebody's home and basically find out whatever they had in the pantry and whip up something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know the program you're talking about, and the name escapes me too. But I mean, like Ready, Steady, Cook had a similar format in that they would provide a few ingredients and say, look, let's go. What can we make from these and what can we do with it quickly? But I mean, in terms of this program, we've got another classic element. We've got the states battling it out. And Australians love nothing better than to try and put down Western Australians or South Australians or Victorians, wherever state you come from. Mm. A little bit of a high, you know, that sort of tension between states is something good. But there's something else that sort of cuts into this. And every time you watch a program like this, you know you're not just judging the food or if it was a mechanical program, the car they build or the house that they renovate or something like that. You're judging characters. And all through this series, we see people who we get to like or loathe, depending on the time we spend with them. So, I mean, I'm not going to try and make it too tense, but at the moment, I think the people that nationally people have the biggest problem with are the South Australians. Mm. You know, so you've got this couple, Paul Wood and Melissa Harmon. They're not actually a couple. They're flatmates. They live together. And they're going to be cooking. And all the way through the series, they've been critiquing everybody's, you know, cooking with the sharpest comments. And there's acerbic wit, you know, we could do better on a Wednesday night with a few things in the pantry, you know, and so when this sort of stuff happens, people really want you to, you know, cook up or shut up, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You've actually got to serve out. And I think that watching these sort of programs tells us a bit about our own character. Because, you know, Australians, there's no higher sort of way of saying that Australians done well than to say that they were a quiet achiever. Mm-hmm. You know, we really value humility in our country. So when you see My Kitchen Rules, I think you see our not just our cooking on display, but our character on display. Mm-hmm. And let's just put it down. If the South Australians this Monday don't turn out a ripper of a meal, and actually there's a few problems I can tell you about just previewing their material, then, you know, they really should just eat humble pie for the entire episode.
I know our Life FM listeners are boiling at you right now, probably. Actually, they probably agree with you as well, actually. All right, so your final verdict then on my...
Well, I reckon that we're going to find out that there are some things that taste worse than, you know, badly cooked lamb, and that's arrogance. So we're going to learn that about Australians pretty easily.
Right, Mark Hadley, thank you. Can always pull something out of the TV box, he can. Our TV critic, Mark Hadley, there.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.